The fourth book of Nephi, who was the son of Nephi, one of Christ's disciples. An account of the Nephites according to his record. The 34th year came to an end, and the 35th year as well, and Jesus' disciples had formed a congregation of Christ in every surrounding land. Those who came to them and truly repented of their sins were baptized in Jesus' name and received the Holy Ghost. In the 36th year, the people were all converted to the Lord throughout the land, both Nephites and Lamanites. There were no conflicts or disputes among them. Everyone dealt fairly and honestly with each other. They had all things in common, so there weren't any rich or poor people, enslaved or free people, but they were all given their freedom and allowed to share in the heavenly gift. The 37th year came to an end as well, and peace still prevailed in the land. Jesus' disciples performed great miracles, as they healed the sick, raised the dead, and caused the crippled to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. And they performed all kinds of miracles among the people, and they didn't do any miracles without doing them in Jesus' name. So the 38th year ended, and the 39th as well, and the 41st and 42nd, up until 49 years had come to an end, and the 51st and 52nd, until 59 years also ended. The Lord blessed them with great prosperity in the land, so they built cities again where they had been burned. They rebuilt that great city of Zarahemla again. But there were many cities that had been sunk, and water came up in their place. Therefore, these cities couldn't be restored. The Nephites grew strong and very quickly increased in numbers and became a very beautiful and delightful people. They were married and given in marriage and were blessed according to the many promises the Lord had made to them. They didn't perform the rites and ordinances of the law of Moses anymore, but they obeyed the commandments they received from their Lord and God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together often, both to pray and hear the Lord's word. There were no conflicts among the people in the whole land, but there were mighty miracles happening among Jesus' disciples. The 71st year came to an end, and the 72nd as well, and in short, up to the 79th year passed by. Indeed, 100 years came and went. And the disciples of Jesus, whom he had chosen, had all gone to God's paradise, except for the three who were to remain. Other disciples were ordained to replace them, and many of that generation also died. There were no conflicts in the land because of God's love that filled the people's hearts. There was no envying, or disputes, or disturbances, or whoredoms, or lying, or murder, or any kind of unrestrained, lustful conduct. There certainly couldn't have been a happier people among all the people created by God. There were no robbers or murderers. Neither were there Lamanites or any kind of ites, but they were united, Christ's children, and heirs to God's kingdom. How they were blessed! The Lord blessed them in everything they did. And they were blessed and given prosperity until 110 years had ended. And the first generation after Christ had died, and there were no conflicts in the whole land. And Nephi, the one who kept this last record, and he kept it on the plates of Nephi, died, and his son Amos kept it in his place. He also kept it on the plates of Nephi, and he kept it for 84 years. There was still peace in the land, except for a small part of the people who had revolted from the congregation and taken upon themselves the name of Lamanites. So there were once again Lamanites in the land. And Amos died as well. And it was 194 years from Christ's coming. And his son Amos kept the record in his place. He also kept it on the plates of Nephi, and it was also recorded in Nephi's book, meaning this book. And 200 years ended, and the second generation had all died except for a few. Now I, Mormon, want you to know the number of people increased to such an extent that they had spread throughout the land, and they had become very wealthy, because Christ blessed them with prosperity. In the 201st year, some began to be lifted up in pride, such as wearing expensive clothing and all kinds of fine pearls and wealthy possessions. From then on, they no longer shared their goods and material possessions equally. They began to be divided into classes. They began to build up churches to themselves to make money, and they began to deny Christ's true congregation. When 210 years had ended, there were many churches in the land. There were churches that claimed to know Christ, yet denied most of his gospel, so that they accepted all kinds of wickedness and administered sacred things to those to whom it had been forbidden because of unworthiness. This church grew tremendously in size because of iniquity and the power of Satan, who had seized control of their hearts. There was another church that denied Christ. They persecuted those who belonged to Christ's true congregation because of their humility and belief in Christ. They despised them because of the many miracles that happened among them. So they exerted power and control over Jesus' disciples who remained with them. They threw them in prison, but by the power of God's word that was in them, the prisons were split apart, and they went out performing mighty miracles. Nevertheless, and despite all these miracles, the people hardened their hearts and tried to kill them, just as the Jews at Jerusalem decided to kill Jesus, according to his testimony. They threw them in blazing furnaces, yet they emerged unharmed. They also threw them in the dens of wild animals, but they played with the wild animals just like a child with a lamb, and they emerged unharmed. The people, however, hardened their hearts because many priests and false prophets led them to build up many churches and do all kinds of iniquity. They would hit the people of Jesus, but the people of Jesus wouldn't hit back. And so they dwindled away into unbelief and wickedness from year to year, until 230 years came to an end. Now, in the 231st year, there was a great separation among the people. In this year, some people began calling themselves Nephites, and they were true believers in Christ. Among them were others the Lamanites called Jacobites, Josephites, and Zoramites. Therefore, the true believers in Christ and the true worshipers of Christ, which included the three disciples of Jesus who were divinely appointed to remain on earth, were called Nephites, Jacobites, Josephites, and Zoramites. Those who rejected the gospel were called Lamanites, Lemuelites, and Ishmaelites. They didn't slowly dwindle into unbelief, but they willfully rebelled against Christ's gospel. They taught their children not to believe, just as their ancestors fell away at the beginning. It was because of their parents' wickedness and abominations, just like it was at the beginning. They were taught to hate God's children, just as the Lamanites were taught to hate Nephi's children from the beginning. And 244 years had ended, and this was the state of affairs among the people. The more wicked part of the people grew in strength and outnumbered God's people. They continued to build up churches for themselves and decorate them with a variety of precious things. So 250 years ended, and 260 years as well. Then the wicked part of the people again began to build up Gadianton's secret oaths and conspiracies. And the Nephites began to be prideful as well because of their great wealth, and they became vain like their fellow Lamanites. Starting at this time, the disciples began to grieve for the world's sins. When 300 years had ended, both the Nephites and Lamanites had become very wicked, the one like the other. And Gadianton's robbers spread throughout the land. No one was righteous, except for Jesus' disciples. The people accumulated gold and silver in abundance and traded all kinds of goods. After 305 years had ended, and the people persisted in doing evil, Amos died, and his brother Amaron kept the record in his place. When 320 years came to an end, Amaron, compelled by the Holy Ghost, hid all the sacred records that had been handed down from generation to generation until the 320th year from Christ's coming. He concealed them with the Lord's protection so that they could be returned to the remnant of Jacob's family, according to the Lord's prophecies and promises. This is the end of Amaron's record.